List will be Brennan.
Hi guys, I'm Brennan. I am an alcoholic. My sobriety date is August 9th, 2015. And it just actually dawned on me as I was sitting here that about 1 year ago today, I was released a year ago. In 3 days, it'll be a year from prison. And last year, they had the convention. There was a convention here as well. And it was like my second day out, and I came to the convention, right? And it kind of got to me that I've been out for a year. I'm right back here. I'm still sober. I'm still with a group of friends that are still sober. It's a really good feeling. And it's a good feeling knowing that. So I'm going to go back to my story. I drink heavily, and I use substances heavily. I drink to escape myself. I drink to numb the pain, and sometimes I don't even know why I drink. I can't explain it. Alcoholism is a tricky one. Like, why do we do what we do? Especially when you start experiencing the consequences, but you keep going back. But that's what I do. I go balls to the wall, and I drink until I end up in detoxes or rehabs or jails. I drink until I burn every bridge, until my family and friends don't want anything to do with me. And then I keep drinking, even though I see these consequences. And I think I learned that I was an alcoholic when I was 15 or 16. I started to feel like I drank and used more so than the general public, more so than my friends. I am a blackout drinker. And so I go to my first, I drink until I need to withdraw, until I can't, like I physically need it. And so when I'm 17 years old, I go to my first detox and I start to experience the 12-step programs as people would bring 12-step meetings into the detoxes. And so this is where I'm getting my first taste of sobriety. These people are planting seeds that didn't take effect right away. I didn't stay sober when I was 16, 17, but throughout these years, they're planting seeds, and I'm experiencing and I'm witnessing people getting sober, and I'm seeing people my age. I love WIPA because I'm seeing people my age that aren't using or drinking, and they're having a good time. They're experiencing life. They're having fun. They have relationships with their families, and at first I think it's crazy. But over time, I start to want that, and it started to be a cool thing. So I start trying to get sober young, 18, 19, and I start taking the program seriously, and I'll put together some time, right? And for whatever reason, I'm a chronic relapser. That's just part of my story. Some can relate and some can't. I have friends that get sober the first time and they stay sober. But that's not me. I relapse over and over and over, and I've been doing it for so long. For whatever reason, I just couldn't get it. I don't know if it's because I didn't give it my all. I didn't take the steps as seriously as I could have. But I keep using, and I keep getting these little consequences and little hints that I'll go to jail, and they'll say, I'll get released. What is it? On your own. Yeah, like somebody's been. And so I keep getting these over and over. And I throughout my years in the program, I watch a couple people that get into trouble. They do illegal things and they go away for a while. And they go to prison. And I actually remember one where I just thought, that's not going to be me. Somehow I'm going to get out of it. Somehow I'm going to sweet talk the judge, or I'm going to come up with a lawyer somehow. Prison is not going to happen to me. And so my using goes on. I'm doing illegal activities to fund my addiction. And these little cases start stacking up on me. And then, so it's, Cassie said it was a God shot. She talks about going to jail or prison as a God shot. So I'm struggling with life. I absolutely hate life. I hate life when I'm using, and I hate life when I'm sober, right? I don't want to live anymore. I'm homeless. I'm bouncing motel to motel. I'm sleeping on couches. And I get to the point to where I don't want to live anymore. And so my plan, it's a second attempt, but my plan is to take my life. I don't want to put my family through what I'm doing. I don't want to put them through this pain anymore. I don't want to feel the pain myself anymore. So I plan to overdose. I feel it's the easiest way out. I get one last high and then I go to sleep and I don't wake up, right? It's the easiest suicide. And I'm homeless, I'm scrounging money, I'm doing illegal things to get the money, and I buy as much illegal substances, I'm just gonna say that, as I can, and I'm gonna take it all at once, and I'm gonna go to sleep and not wake up. So I'm in this shithole hotel in Mesa, and I'm laying in the bed, I'm saying my final prayers. I don't write any notes because I don't really want people to know that it was intentional. And I take all the drugs I have, and I remember feeling them kick in, and then I remember nothing else until I wake up and realize that I'm still alive, and I'm so miserable. All my drugs are gone. I'm still alive. The sun is coming up. That's a miserable feeling. I don't like that. And then my plan is to try it again. At this time, there are 4 cases against me. The police detectives are calling me, trying to find out where I'm at, trying to get me to come talk to them. And so I somehow get some more money, and I'm at this hotel. And my plan is the next morning, I'm going to go pawn all this stuff that I have, go get all my money together, and go buy enough this time, right? I'm going to double up. I'm going to get twice as much as I had the attempt before. And I get a call from the lobby. I'm at this motel. I get a call from the lobby saying, we need you to come sign in to say that you'll pay for another night. And I don't think anything of it. I throw flip-flops on, and I walk into the lobby, and then all of a sudden I get swarmed by all the police. Somehow they had tracked my phone to this motel, and they found me there, right? And that was a very scary, miserable feeling because one, I'm not gonna have drugs anymore. Two, I'm facing 4 cases, multiple felonies, and I am gonna be going away for a while. And that's a very scary thing to detox and know that you're going away for a while. But Cassie talked about a God shot, and this is my God shot. I was literally gonna attempt suicide that night. And I wasn't gonna fail this time. And I get arrested instead. I get sent to county. And I'm looking at, I end up doing 3 years. It's my first time in prison. But prison was a gotcha. It was exactly what I needed. I tried the program before. And it sucks that I had to go lose 3 years of my life, but I know people that lose more. And I got my life back. It took 3 years, but I got my life back. I'm alive, I'm still here. When I'm in prison, there are people that bring meetings into prison, and I'm so grateful for them, right? And I call it a spiritual experience, but I just have this turnaround. I'm miserable for the first few months, knowing that I'm looking at all these years, I'm at the very start of my sentence. But then all of a sudden, it was like overnight, I just have this 180 change, like, I'm going to turn my life around. I'm going to be happy, I'm going to do all these things, whatever I can do to better myself, I'm going to do it. I'm going to take classes, I'm going to get healthy, I'm going to do whatever I can to turn my life around. And it just came overnight, and so I started that, and I started this health kick, and I remember. So we did have meetings there. And I did have sponsees per se, but I also just tried to, one thing that helped me a lot was just being of service to anybody, just being of service to people, not even AA related. But there are guys there that are scared. They're miserable. They're looking at time too. They're young. They're missing their families too. And I remember trying to take on some of these guys just under my wing, right? It's kind of a prison thing. That is actually kind of a thing, but almost mentoring some of these guys, and that helped me a lot. It took me out of myself. When I was able to be of service to other people and help other people, I don't have to think about my problems. I started building relationships with my family, and I prayed a lot. In prison, you're laying in this little cell, and you have all the time in the world, and I built a relationship with a higher power in there once I had that turnaround. Until that turnaround, I was so angry at a higher power, at God, for putting me in there. I felt that it was his fault that I'm an addict. I felt that it's his fault that I'm now in prison, that my family's not talking to me. What did I do to be born this way? I'm sure we've all thought that at some point. But when I look back on it, I have such a beautiful life today. I have such good friends. I have a much better relationship with my family and friends than most of my normie friends do. I have a new appreciation for life, right? Having experienced these hard falls, this shithole life as an addict, once you get sober, then you can appreciate how good life is. And it kind of blows my mind that today I'm sitting here with almost 4 years sober. I've been out for a year. Prison is in the past for me now, and I'm so grateful I went. Like, it's such a wild thing to say, like, I'm glad I went to prison, but I'm so glad I went to prison, because I wouldn't have the appreciation for life. I wouldn't have the life I do today without having had to have gone. And that's all I got.